More than 30 people attended a groundbreaking Thursday morning on the 28-acre lot known by many as the Manor. A select few people scooped up dirt with ceremonial golden shovels. The real work is already underway, though. Trees have been cleared from the area and large chunks of concrete are piled up. Scott Spear says it's an exciting project.
Obviously, we want it to be successful from an investment standpoint, but we also want it to provide value and to the city, to the community.
Spear and fellow local businessman Randy Weingard purchased the lot from the city for $2.4 million. Spear says the plan is to sell the empty land right along Highway 61 and Agency Streets to people and businesses wanting to build dining establishments or retail shops. In fact, he says three of the street-side lots are already under contract. Spear says a plan is still being developed for the rest of the property.
We're going to try to do something creative with the inward portion of the property. We don't know what that is yet. We're going to work through it. I'd be lying if I said we had a game plan for the whole property, but I think we'll put it to good use.
Mayor Shane McCampbell says he's glad to see life being breathed back into the manor after all these years, especially by people from Burlington.
I'd love to see every project done by what we have in-house. I think we have fantastic people here, and here's a sign of it. You know, there's a couple of people that decide to make a difference here in their own hometown. So, yeah, loving that.
The $2.4 million the land sold for does not come close to what the city spent to clear the site for an out-of-state developer who eventually backed out of the purchase agreement. City Manager Jim Furno says the city still owes about $4 million, which should be paid off in 5 or 6 years. In the meantime, city leaders hope to make up that difference when the manor eventually transforms from a vacant lot into a hub of activity. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.